Israeli forces detain a 5-year-old Palestinian boy for allegedly throwing a stone at a settler's car in the occupied West Bank. The boy was arrested Tuesday at a checkpoint near a mosque in the city of Hebron al-Khalil. Israeli soldiers forced the Palestinian kid into an army jeep and later arrested his father. Then they were both taken to a military base. While in detention, Israeli soldiers handcuffed and blindfolded the boy's father. He said he was also beaten in custody. The incident is the latest in a string of detentions where Palestinians are randomly arrested and taken into custody by Israeli forces in the occupied territories. Joining us now is Ralph Schonman. He's the author of The Hidden History of Zionism, and he's joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Schonman. Now, arresting a 5-year-old child, how is that even justifiable in any way, shape, or form?
Well, children have always been targeted in Palestine by the occupation forces and by, in fact, the Zionist apparatus itself from the inception of the colonization of Palestine. Children have been targets. Children who merely take part in any sort of protest or who are rounded up indiscriminately in villages and in homes. That a 5-year-old child is arrested for supposedly throwing a stone speaks volumes as to the nature of the occupation and the policies of destruction of the Palestinian people. The basic fundamental objective of the Zionist state is to remove the Palestinian people from their land and from history by any and all means necessary. Any act of resistance, any act of determination to stay on the ground and to protect and to preserve their heritage and their homeland is treated by the Israelis as an assault upon the Zionist project itself. So children, of course, are in no way immune from the brutality and repression of the Zionist state.
Right. Now, Mr. Schonman, as you've just alluded as well, Palestinian children are languishing in Israeli prisons as well. This is a massive infringement of human rights and international law, and yet the world remains silent as far as this goes. What do you make of that?
Well, as you know, the Zionist state is an instrument of imperialism, is funded by imperialism, is armed by imperialism, and is the attack dog for the designs of the colonial imperial states upon the peoples of the region, their sovereignty, their self-determination, their control over their natural resources, and their ability to resist dominion by imperial others. So Israel is funded, armed, sustained, and maintained, whether through formal international institutions or through the constant arming of the nuclear arsenal of the Zionist state. And above all, the maintenance of the military capacity of the Israeli state is ultimately aimed at the removal of the Palestinian people from all aspects of their lives in Palestine and the surrounding area. It's a continuing, ongoing policy. All the pretexts of that are offered by various international bodies don't alter that fundamental reality. It requires a struggle across the region and, of course, within the amongst the Palestinian people themselves, reaching out to the settler population who is increasingly sick of permanent war and being used as an instrument for destruction of a population and pitted against the peoples of the region, for the removal of the Zionist state. As the apartheid state of Africa was removed, so the Zionist state must be removed in Palestine.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Author of Hidden History of Zionism, Ralph Schonman, there joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. Schonman, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.